Hello, and welcome to this episode. I am excited to bring to you a Clutter Chronicles episode. If you don't know what those are, Clutter Chronicles are stories of moms inside of the Motherhood Simplified community who have used one or more of my decluttering courses to help them declutter their homes. And the great thing about these stories on the Clutter Chronicles series is that they're moms like you. We have single moms, we have homeschooling moms, we have working moms, we have pregnant moms, we have moms with chronic illness and disabilities, neurodivergent moms, moms of one or two kids, and moms of all the way up to 11 kids. Like, there is something for everyone in these Clutter Chronicle series. I'll link the page to go check the rest of those out in the show notes here that you can check out. And today is a new one with my friend Morgan Macedo. So she's actually a mom of seven. She is an entrepreneur. She owns an art and DIY creative studio. So you can imagine she's pretty busy. And when she started decluttering, she was about to move. Actually, she had already moved once and didn't quite figure out decluttering. And then she moved again and she was pregnant and then she had a baby. Her seventh baby, and it's just a really great story. She's got so much insight and so much self-awareness, and I love her story because she basically just decided enough was enough, and she was willing to get help and figure out how to actually declutter her home once and for all. So I know you're going to love this episode. I know you're going to love Morgan. She's so relatable, down to earth, and if you want to declutter the same way that Morgan was able to declutter with my courses, you can check out my course, Decluttering Simplified, also in the show notes. And as a thank you for Morgan coming on and sharing her story with me, if you purchase Decluttering Simplified through the link in the show notes here, I actually send her a little bit of the cut for that course, just as a way of saying thank you, because she's inspiring and motivating and openly supporting moms like you. So if you want to get into Decluttering Simplified, you can check that out in the description. If you want to support Morgan, you can enroll through the link in the show notes here, and she will get a commission check for you signing up through her. It's really important to me to use my business to support other moms, and this is one small way that I am starting to do that in 2023. So thanks so much for listening. I hope you enjoy this episode. If you do, I would love it if you left me a positive review on iTunes. That means the world to me. It helps me reach more people. Just take, a minute out of your day, hit 5 stars, something nice about this show, something specific that helped you, something that you like about this show. I would appreciate it so much. And actually, if you're listening on Spotify, they have a way now to rank. So you can just hit 5 stars on Spotify as well. I don't think you can leave a review yet, but hopefully that's coming. So thank you so much, and I'll see you on the episode. All right, everybody, welcome to this really special episode. It's been a while since I've done a Clutter Chronicles episode, but Clutter Chronicles are basically just stories of moms like you inside of the Motherhood Simplified community who have decluttered their houses. And if you go to motherhoodsimplified.com/clutterchronicles, you can find, I think there's 15 episodes of moms just like you and stories that you can go listen to and get inspired from, tips from all different kinds of moms, single moms, homeschooling moms, divorced moms, just all kinds of moms, moms with many kids up to 11 kids, moms with just one kid. So plenty of variety there for you. And today we have Morgan here. She is a mom of seven. She is an entrepreneur. I don't think you can see the video where you're watching, but she's in this cute little art studio that she owns. And we're going to talk to her today about how she figured out how to declutter as a working mom of seven. So hi, Morgan. Thank you for being here.
I'm super excited to be here.
Yes. Oh my gosh. And seven kids. Whenever I'm five kids, to me, I'm that's my authority. People know I'm legit because I've got five kids. And then you're I've got seven.
I have to know, once you hit four or five, as you continue to add more, it really doesn't feel like anymore.
Yeah. You're just I've got a lot of cars. I will say the difference between you and I though, is that you probably have to get a special car and I can still use a minivan.
Yeah, that's like the number one question people ask me when they hear I have 7 kids is what kind of car I drive. And honestly, I drive an Expedition, which only seats 8 total. So when we have to go somewhere as a family with all of us, we take 2 cars, but it's not all that often. And my oldest is going to be driving next year, so we just deal with it.
Yeah. Yeah, that was us too. It was like, well, we can all fit into the Expedition, which my husband has. But I'm like, if we've got friends or whatever, like, we figure it out. That's the secret to having a lot of kids is you just figure it out.
You're just tiny.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So you are in the Motherhood Simplified group. That's how you and I met. And so I'm just kind of curious, like, how did you find the Motherhood Simplified group?
Yeah. So I'll get to this later, but essentially I posted something on Instagram or Facebook or something about one of my son's wardrobes and how it was like not necessarily like a capsule wardrobe, but just like pretty minimalistic because I always get the laundry question, like, how do you keep up with laundry? And so I shared that like I don't have a lot of laundry because my kids don't have a lot of clothes. And so one of my friends was like, you would love this group. That's like basically all we talk about is like how to like not go crazy being moms and having households and kids and, you know, actual lives and stuff. So that's how I ended up in there. It was just because I was sharing a little bit about how I was trying to keep my house under control.
Yeah. Yeah. We talk about really exciting things like how we keep up on our laundry.
I swear it's like, and then, but yeah.
Yeah. It's so funny because I'm like, when I'm talking to my kids' friends' parents, they're like, what do you do? I'm like, I have a podcast. And they're like, oh, that's so cool. What do you talk about? I'm like, decluttering.
Yeah.
How to keep up on your laundry. And they're like, oh, okay.
About it. Thing that like moms will talk about forever is like, you know, cleaning the house and not being able to clean the house and picking up after the kids. And how do you do this? And like sharing, you know, tips and tricks. And I love that that group has all of that in one spot.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. It really is valuable. I like to joke about it because I'm like, oh man, it's not that serious of a topic, but really for moms it is because it saves our sanity. And so that brings me to the next question. So it sounds kind of like you had like a good grip on laundry, which with 7 kids is important, but what was the thing that made you be like, okay, I guess I do need to declutter, or maybe I need to declutter other stuff?
My story is a little similar to yours where we downsized from a house to a much smaller space. And we weren't like moving across the country or anything, but we had a lot of people in a very small, little, cute, little old farmhouse. And we had so much stuff crammed into the house we were moving out of. And I was like, this is absolutely ridiculous. There's literally stuff coming out of the walls. Like I would pack up a room and I swear that like I would turn around and there would just be more stuff. We donated, probably filled up our pickup truck 6 times, like the whole bed of it. And it got to the point where I was just like, just throw it out. I don't even know what it is. Just throw it out. We like are done. We were renting out that house. So we had renters moving in days. And I was like, at my wit's end. And I was like, just get rid of it. Just throw it out and get rid of it. The difference between you and I is that I did all of that. And then like within 6 months, it was like the clutter creep happened. But at the time I didn't know that that's what was happening. I was just like, what the hell is going on? I spent a month throwing out and donating literally everything we owned. And all of this crap is here again. Like what happened? And in the meantime, like we added our 7th baby. And so like I was nesting and I like, by the way, got rid of literally all the baby stuff when we moved just in time to get pregnant with her. So then I was like, well, we need to buy more stuff for the baby. And I swear that like, it doesn't matter how many kids you have, you somehow convince yourself that you need the stuff that you didn't need, that you knew you didn't need, but this time you need it anyway. Mm-hmm. So I bought more stuff for her and it was just it got overwhelming fast. And I was like, I don't even know what to do. I can't like just move again. Like that's what I wanted. I literally just wanted to get throw it all away and start over again. And I was like, this is like the most unrealistic thing I've ever heard. So I tried for a while to just think, put myself back in the mindset that I was in when I was decluttering to move. And I just couldn't get a grasp on it. I just couldn't get there. I was cleaning toys like all the time and I was miserable and overwhelmed. And I felt like all I did all day was laundry or nurse the baby or clean up after people. And I'm like, there's just got to be a different way. And so I had been in this group for like a year at this point, and we were preparing to move again. And I was like, all right. Yes, we're moving again, but we're going to do it differently this time. We're going to declutter before we move. And it was right around the time that you were doing like the Mother's Day thing, where there was like a 5-day decluttering course for free. And all of the things just started to click as I was going through that. And I was like, all of these like little small tasks that you were giving us to do, like they made sense. And I was like, okay, I can do this. Like this, I can do. I can do this, even though I'm surrounded by kids and I have dinner to cook and I have a business to run. Like I can go clean off top of the refrigerator. Like I'm checked in. So it was like being able to digest it. Being able to digest everything definitely helped. And so that's kind of like why I decided to go all in with course.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's really helpful for me to hear. And I remember you moving and having a baby. And I think a lot of that, I think I learned by our fourth baby of like, I'm just not going to buy this stuff again. But, you know, my husband's also his own person and he did.
Yeah. So,
not everything, but some things.
And like now that, so that was before I really like dove into what you offer and your course. And now I have sort of like a different mindset. I've definitely adjusted like my spending habits. I just don't ever want to go back to that. I just remember feeling so defeated when I was like, I got rid of like everything we own. And somehow we were right back where we were. And I just never want to go back to that space again.
Yeah.
And so I'm a really busy mom of and wife of seven, and I own a boutique studio. And we definitely have like seasonality in our business. So when I went through the course and when we were moving, it was at, you know, a slower time, but I'm still running business, right? So I was, what's kind of crazy is that I also decided I was going to do the 75 hard challenge at the same time, where you do 2 75-minute workouts a day, drink a gallon of water. One of the workouts has to be outside. You do like, you read like personal development, nonfiction, and you follow like some diet. And diet for me is mostly just like clean eating because like I'm nursing. I don't like to restrict calories. But anyway, I decided I was going to add on there too while I was decluttering and we were preparing to move, right?
Yeah.
And honestly, it helped me tremendously because I had to be very regimented and very strict about how I was scheduling my day. And I literally didn't have time for my own excuses. Like I couldn't get in my own way. Like I had this commitment to myself that I was going to complete the 75 hard challenge, which was incredible. And if you're into like health, fitness, mental wellness, I strongly suggest you checking it out, even if you don't go online. But it was like a huge, huge, huge mental win for me and something I really needed during like my postpartum journey. And it was just the, I'm not going to make excuses. It was the, I'm committed to myself. And one of the commitments I made to myself was decluttering. And it wasn't a chore necessarily, because I knew from the past that the results were great, but what I was learning along the way was how to maintain everything, right? And so I knew that it was going to be worth it. And I knew it was a lot of work up front. And some days were just so mentally exhausting because I was doing so, so, so much. And I did have to give myself a little bit of grace there, but like I decluttered everything we owned in 4 weeks. So like I took the course and did every single thing in it. And you know what? We moved all seven of us in a day. Yeah. And it wasn't like this long drawn out thing where, you know, I know you guys, if you've moved with kids, you know what I mean? Where you're just like throwing random shit into boxes, like trying to, and then like shoving it into the back of your car and like squeezing all of the little into where it fits, right? Like we didn't have that because I hadn't taken the time up front. And so it wasn't like I found the time and the energy. It's not like, it's just going to present itself. It's like I created it.
Mm. Okay. I love all of this. I've got three questions for you, but okay. I just wanted to like acknowledge you for committing to that, because I've heard of 75 hard. I've had a lot of friends who do it, but I've never done it. But
I heard about it and I read about it and I put it off for like a year and I was like, there's never going to be like a perfect time to do this. I need to just commit.
Yeah. And it is hard. I love that you did it, because it is really hard. And I go through seasons of like, I don't know if you can relate, but of like needing to give myself like space to like slow down and not do hard things. And then there are definitely seasons where I know I need challenge. And I know that the best thing for me is to create some really good structure and stick with it and get the things done that need to get done or that I want to get done, whether it's a business goal or a personal goal, or I need to focus on my marriage. So yeah, I just love that you talked about that, because I feel like the last year has kind of been like a season of me giving myself space and taking time to kind of recover from like babies and like 2020 and blah, blah, blah. But now I'm in a space where I'm like, okay, I need to challenge myself. And so I'm just glad that you shared this, because yeah, we do go through phases. Like there are certain seasons where it's like, okay, yeah, slow down. And then some seasons where it's like, okay, ramp it up and go do something big.
Yeah. It's actually a really good book by Romy Neustadt. She's like a network marketing guru, but it's called You Can Do It All, Just Not at the Same Damn Time.
Yeah.
And important for like women in general to recognize that like it is completely unrealistic for you to be 100% on your game in every area of your life, and everything is going to have seasonality. And I that season to focus on me, you know, in my mental health, because two workouts a day was really more of a mental thing than a physical thing. Because one of them was always like a 45 minute walk outside, which was, or a walk / faster walk. I don't run. It's not for me. But just love like clearing your mind and being alone in your thoughts. It's like, that was so, so, so big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love it. So my first question for you is that you mentioned your first like downsize when you moved before you decluttered, and you're like, I'm getting rid of all this stuff. You're like, stuff is coming out of the walls. I can totally relate, because every time we move, I feel like that. Even if we do declutter, I'm like, oh my gosh, it just never ends. But do you think that part of your issue with like the clutter creeping back in and feeling overwhelming after you moved is because you moved to a smaller space?
No, it's because I didn't learn anything when I decluttered.
Oh.
Because like when I decluttered the first time, I didn't really like learn anything about, I didn't take the opportunity to really grasp like how much stuff we truly had and where it came from and why I couldn't get rid of it or why I had kept it for so long. And so I think that, I mean, part of the reason was definitely like, I was really pregnant. So I was really tired. I was really pregnant with a lot of kids, so I was really tired. And, you know, that was definitely part of it. And then, like, the baby thing was part of it. And just not really learning how to maintain. Like, I had it in my head that it was going to take forever to declutter, because it took forever to get rid of everything. It took forever to get rid of everything that we owned and go through everything that we owned the first time. So it was in my head that it was just going to take so much energy and so much time, and that I didn't have it in me.
Yeah. Okay. That's a great answer and not what I expected. I was like, well, maybe it was hard because she moved into a smaller house, which is something to consider. But what I tell people all the time, and I love that you kind of had the same experience, is that, like, we've had 3 kids in a 27-by-8-foot RV, like, and we had no clutter. It was just, we had to use the space that we had. We've had 900 square feet with 3 kids. We've had 1100 square feet with 4 kids. Like we've had, and now our house is like 2000, like just over 2000 square feet. But I'm like, at the end of the day, the space that you have is the space that you have, which means you can't change that space unless you're going to move, which is an option. But if you're not moving, and moving isn't in the cards for you for a while, like, you've got to work with the space that you have, which means that you've got to get rid of some stuff.
But I think it's also important to recognize that you have to work with the space you have regardless, because if you don't figure out how to get a handle on it when you're in that 900, 1200, 1500 square foot space, the only thing that you're going to do when you get to that 2500 square foot space is fill it.
Yes.
Don't think that the space is always the problem. It can be. Like, it was hard having 7 kids in 1000 square feet. Like, it was hard. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna lie. We had to be really creative. We had to be, you know, we had to do without a lot of stuff that is nice that we have room for now. But it wasn't necessarily the space that was the problem. It was definitely me.
Yeah. And I agree with that too. Danielle is, she has a Clutter Chronicles episode that you all can go listen to. I would recommend that if you struggle with the size of your house, because she was one of the very first moms that I helped. She's a good friend of mine and I knew her in Alaska, but she, when she got into Motherhood Simplified, she was like, I need a bigger house. She's like, I know that I need a bigger house. And I'm like, how about you declutter first? And then, cause she's a realtor. I'm like, just declutter and then decide if you need a bigger house. And she's like, oh my gosh, everything fits in this house. I just had way too much stuff. Like, the running joke is that she had 17 whisks because she literally had 17 whisks in her kitchen. I'm like, you didn't need a bigger kitchen. You only needed 3 whisks, right? Like,
I had problems from relatives that meant well.
Yeah. So that's where hers came from too. Her mother-in-law.
Yeah. I completely relate to that.
Yeah. And then she's like, I didn't need a bigger house, but we still wanted to move, right? They wanted a different kind of space. They wanted, like, a different location. And so she's like, I'm so glad that you kind of encouraged me to master this house and this space before I moved, because I absolutely would have just brought all of that stuff into a bigger space and had the same problem.
And it sort of makes you more fully understand the space that you need, right? Like, she didn't ask for space. She might have needed, like, a different flow or a designated area to do something that she wasn't able to do because she literally just didn't have that type of room or something. So
I think she talked about that a little bit in her episode. I can't remember the specifics of it, but needing, like, a guest bedroom and needing an office space, and then that's why they moved. So anyway, the next question that I had for you that you also mentioned was that you had a different mindset with, like, your spending and buying things, like, you know, specifically, like, with a baby, right? If you were to have a baby again, mm-hmm. Would it be completely different in what you purchased?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So the thing is that babies are such, you don't really need a lot. They're just these little creatures that just want you, right? And they want their love and they want you to love on them. And there's so much marketing and they especially make first time moms feel like they eat everything or their baby can't quite possibly thrive without all these things. And yeah, really taking a look back at what was used and what wasn't used. I mean, I when I decluttered is when I basically got rid of everything that we bought when Cece was born. She was about a year old when I decluttered, and the amount of stuff that was just basically brand new was like, I was looking at it and just seeing dollar bills. Like, that was like $129. That was $69. That was, like, it basically looks like it did when we took it out of the box. Like, this is ridiculous. I can't believe I didn't learn my lesson before this one. But, you know, it's because I hadn't really thought about what am I truly using, right? And I think that we talk about that a lot in the Decluttering Simplified course is, first of all, the no spend thing is no spend, no buy. Like, don't bring anything into your home while you're decluttering is clutch. Like, that is such an important, if sometimes difficult, rule to follow. But yeah, it would be totally different if we were to have a baby again. Like, they don't need a lot. they don't need a lot at all.
Yeah. I think I'm going to do a follow-up episode on this because I'm thinking about back, like, when I had babies, like my first baby, like what you said about, like, we're marketed to, especially as first-time moms. I remember with my first daughter, like, going to Target really broke. You know, I was like 18 when I had her, and being really broke and like walking through Target and looking at all of these things and like seeing 0 to 3 months, right? 3 to 6 months, like 6 to 9 months, 9 to 12 months. And like, just feeling like her life was like blowing past me, right? Because she's like growing so fast, but feeling immensely guilty. Cause I'm like, I can't buy that stuff. Like, I never bought her 0 to 3 stuff. I never bought her 3 to 6 toys. Like, yeah. She's never going to be smart enough to get into like a good college or get a good job. Cause I missed the 3 to 6 month toy window, which is terrible. It's a terrible way to spend your motherhood.
I also was totally broke when our first was born. And I went to every yard sale, every thrift store, everything that I could find. And I would buy literally like everything because it was so much cheaper than if it was at the store. And I was just convinced that I needed it and I couldn't be a good mom or a good parent without all of this stuff. Mm-hmm. We joke that like Christmases when we only had 3 kids were like disgusting and over the top. And so, I mean, I remember one Christmas where we went into debt for Christmas and it was the last time we ever did that. It was like the one mistake that we made. Not, we made a lot of mistakes, but that mistake. And like, looking back, I'm just like, oh my God, the amount of crap we just thought that we needed to put under this tree. Looking back, I'm just like, I'm so glad that we've learned that that's not us. And those aren't the values that we want to teach our kids.
Yeah. That's funny because we talked about that too. We're like, man, remember the first Christmas, how much stuff there was and there were no kids.
Gifts.
Yeah. There's only 1 kid or there's only 2 kids. Like, what were we thinking?
Yep.
But that's what it's like to live in a society like we live in. And I think it's really sad that I spent like so much time feeling bad about that when it's like, now that I've had these other babies, you know, I'm like, I didn't buy all that stuff and it was amazing. It was totally fine. Follow-up episode to come on this because I think it's a great topic. And then the last thing that you mentioned was that you moved in a day. And that's what we do too now that we have decluttered. And like, whenever I've done a couple episodes on like simplified moving and people are like, what? I'm like, yeah.
Comment I watched and listened to because we were gearing up to do that while I was decluttering. So I was like, I got to figure out how this master does it because so yeah, they're super helpful.
Yeah. And the secret really is like declutter, like declutter before you move is what I always tell people. I'm like, I can't. And I'm like, just do it. Like if you do anything at all, declutter before you move.
And honestly, have to be as complicated as you think it is. It was for me, you know, I got into the groove of decluttering with like the really simple tasks and like surface declutters and things like that. And it just got like that muscle moving, so to speak. And then it was like, if I went in, I would go into a room and I would, you know, within the month leading up to us moving, I would go into a room and I would basically look at or pick up every single thing in that room. And it was like, if I'm not going to put this into a box to move it, I'm going to get rid of it now, because either it's so junky and falling apart and a piece of a toy that we don't have anymore, or it's just not something that we use and I need to donate it. Mm-hmm. And so doing that ahead of time just made it so much easier to just move everything.
Yeah.
Now, I say it is so important to label all of your stuff so well, because I accidentally donated my daughter's entire wardrobe. only one of my daughter's entire wardrobe, because I had like bags of clothes for donate, and then I bagged their clothes to move, and somehow the bags got.
Oh, nice. Okay. Well, I forgot that on these Clutter Chronicles episodes, I always try to remember to ask, is there anything that you ever decluttered and regret? So I guess that answers that.
The thing is, I didn't declutter that purposely. So I don't know if that's an accident. So I don't know if that's the case, but honestly, there's nothing that I have purposely and intentionally let go, that I miss. I like to follow the 2020, like if I can replace it in 20 minutes or for $20 or less, then like it needs to go. Mm-hmm. I follow that little rule thing. But no, there has not been a single thing that I've decluttered purposefully mm-hmm. that I regret.
Yeah. And on that 20, like that 20 minute and $20 like rule, for those of you who don't know, like, I think some people are always like, Krista says this all the time. I'm like, I didn't come up with this, but thanks. It's like, who
was it? The Minimalists?
Maybe. I think it was. But yeah, basically the idea is like, if you can replace the item in, you know, under $20 or drive 20 minutes to get it, then it's something that you can, that is worth getting rid of. Right. And the thing about those kinds of items that like, oh, if I have to replace it, can I get it in like a day, or can I get it for, you know, very cheap, is that you don't really ever need to replace those items again. Like that just, it never comes up. Those moments never come up. And the reason that I know that is because, especially if you get into like a course like Decluttering Simplified, where we walk you through decision-making and like flexing your decluttering muscle so that you can get better and better as you go, is that you're a smart woman. You are a smart mother, right? Like if there's things that you really truly need, you're not going to be getting rid of those things, right? You're not going to be getting rid of your hairbrushes or your bath towels that you use, right, or your everyday dishes, all of this other stuff that's like, maybe might use it one day, but I haven't yet and I never will. Like those are the kinds of things that you can get rid of.
Like you talk about this, you figure out a way around it. Like it might be a minor inconvenience, but like you figure out something else for it, right? Like a different, like a hack, like you hack your way through it. Like you figure out how to get by without it. And then you know what? It's fine. It, you know, yeah. You're in for like 30 seconds while you try to figure out how to do what you need to do without that one thing. But especially when it comes to kitchen stuff, like I way minimize the amount of kitchen stuff that I have, because I just got sick of having all this crap that I didn't use. It was like my kids used it more often than I did, when they would go into my drawers and rip everything out and spread it around the whole floor.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Like the example that I like to give people is like, if you have like two or three crock pots and an Instapot and a rice cooker, and you don't have room for them, if you get rid of a crock pot, or if you get rid of the rice cooker, like you still have things. You can, worst case scenario, you make rice on the stove.
Yeah.
It doesn't take that much. I know everybody raves about the Instapot rice and stuff, and I'm like, it really doesn't save me that much time. And it's I can do it on the stove. Maybe I'm old school. I don't know. Maybe I'm not that impressed by gadgets, but I'm like, the worst case scenario is you make mashed potatoes on the stove.
Yeah. You'll live. Okay.
And I think it's like living in the RV gave us that really good perspective too, of like, We have knives and forks and basic cooking utensils, and we did just fine. I do have an Instapot now. We do have a little cabinet where I have like a food processor or whatever. I don't know what it is. It's like a ninja. I don't know. My husband likes them. Yeah. But yeah, the point is, I'm not saying that you can't have your gadgets and you can't have your accessories, but if you don't have room for them, right? Or if it's taking up space in your pantry or that you would rather have food for, then those are the kinds of decisions that you've got to learn how to make.
Yeah. And I think there was a lot of stuff that I was keeping because I thought I should be keeping it. Like, you know, why wouldn't you keep the massive food processor that you have? You need one. Everybody needs one. You have to have one. And it's like, why do I need, I don't use it. Why do I need to have this? Yeah. So like understanding like what my motives were behind keeping things or not keeping them, helped, because it was like keeping this because it makes my everyday life easier and it makes me happy and it brings me joy, it brings my kids joy or whatever, and I have room for it, then it's like, yeah, we're gonna keep that. But if I'm keeping something because I think that I'm supposed to have it based on what somebody told me or what society makes me feel, then that was like, that was a sign that I needed to not have it anymore.
Yes. Yes. So to wrap things up, or start wrapping things up, you, was it this year? Was it 2022 that you did the course?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what's been the biggest change for you, like in your day-to-day life post decluttering?
We can, clean up a lot easier and a lot better. It's just like my house just stays tidier more often, more regularly. You know, I started implementing like a 10-minute tidy twice a day with my kids. And in the beginning, it was like miserable to get them to do it, but it doesn't take that long. So I would say that it's just, it makes it easier for me as a mom to get the rest of my family on board with helping me keep my house nice. Mm-hmm. And it's perfect. And it's not like, you know, if you hopped over to my house right now while I'm at work, like, some kid probably left a pair of pants on the floor and like, you know, kicked their shoes off where they shouldn't have, but it's like, it's not dirty and it's not messy and it's not like overwhelming in any area.
Yeah.
But that is the biggest day-to-day like life change, because your kids sense that and you sense that, and it impacts like so many areas of your life. It impacts your sleep and just how you interact as a family. And so that's a long answer, but
no, it's really good. And I like that you like, we're on the same page of like, the point of me decluttering is not so that my house can look perfect. Cause like, as we're recording this, like I'm looking at a pair of shoes on the floor and I'm looking at stuffed animals all over the kitchen counters. And I'm looking at the hat and gloves thrown on the floor over there. Right. Like, and magnet tiles that are like dumped out. The point is not that I want my house to like look perfect all the time. The point is that I want my family to feel comfortable in our house, like having their own stuff, playing with each other, spending time together, and then it being pretty easy to clean up most days is what I say. I'm like, there are still some days where it's a battle, right?
Yes.
Some days are messier. Some days are more explosive. Some days everybody's tired. But for the most part, like the average is like, we can clean up together as a family in like 10 to 15 minutes.
And I'm in like, the business that I'm in is really, really like holiday season, retail season heavy. So like right now I'm working a lot, like 60 hours a week. And so I'm, you know, we're at the point though, where I can take like 4 hours on a Sunday afternoon and get caught up on everything, you know, like all the laundry, all the cleaning, and like, obviously my family helps me and stuff, but there's absolutely no way that that would not have been immensely overwhelming before I went through this course. And then another thing to touch on that is that it's easier to declutter again. It's once you've done it, it's easier to go back at, you know, assuming you've gone through the course and you've like actually listened and taken in all of the the mindset lessons and not just the physical decluttering, it's a lot easier to go back and do it again because it takes less time. You've already done it. It's a reminder. You know, we did like a declutter the toys yesterday because we're getting ready for, you know, the season. And it took like 30 minutes to go through literally everything that we had and figure out what we were keeping and not. The decision making took less time. Actually doing it took less time. We had less stuff, so it took less time. So that's a big change too.
Yeah, I love it. Those are all the kinds of benefits. I'm like, you don't declutter so that you can have a Pinterest perfect house. You declutter so you can actually live your life. Yes. Okay. So last thing for you, and then we'll wrap it up, is what would you say to a mom who is feeling overwhelmed in her home and overwhelmed by decluttering? Do you have any words of encouragement for her?
So this, sorry, I got a call and I had to send it to voicemail.
Okay. That's okay. I'm just choking over here. So carry on.
So I had convinced myself for the longest time that I couldn't spend the money on this course. And eventually after this 5-day free decluttering thing, decided like cut the crap, because you need this course more than you need like another trip to Target or to go to Starbucks a couple of days. Like that was like a big deal to me. It was just to find a way to make it work because it's absolutely valuable. It's definitely worth every penny. And to find an accountability buddy. Our group has like, it's really wonderful to have people with like-minded people in this group to bounce ideas off of and to hold you accountable to what you're doing. But if you can find somebody that you can still sort of talk to more one-on-one, it's definitely helpful. They're the people that are going to say, no, you really don't need that. Or just get up and do, you know, your kitchen drawers for 15 minutes, even though you don't feel like it. Like finding a little bit of an accountability buddy is key.
Yeah. Thank you for all of that. And this whole entire episode, and for those of you listening, the course that Morgan's taken, actually you've taken the clothes one, Decluttering Simplified. I got you into Mother Simplified too. But the majority of what we're talking about in this episode is Decluttering Simplified. Hold on, babe. Is Decluttering Simplified. And you can check that out in the description of this episode, like in the show notes. But the community is a big deal too, because yes, you can go into Facebook groups. You can even go into the Motherhood Simplified Facebook group and you'll get a lot of support. But the difference between that and Decluttering Simplified is that you're in a group of moms who are learning the same things alongside with you and kind of have like a deeper understanding of like what it is that you're doing, why you want to do it, how you're doing it, how to make decisions. Like, it's just it's a more intimate space first because it's smaller, but it is just a little bit more in depth. Especially, I don't know, I'm not in any other decluttering or like minimalism style group, so I don't know what happens in those. But you know, even in a large group, you don't know, people might be projecting a lot more of their stuff onto you as you're asking questions. And in these smaller Decluttering Simplified group, I think a lot of us are more aware of like not doing that, which is helpful.
Well, I also think that you've sort of set like a precedent for what you want this group to be. And I think a lot of us respect that too, in that this group is about supporting the ideas that we've set forth. And like, yeah, there's going to be people. Like, I like that you never tell us what to keep and what not to keep. You give us the values and the principles to follow, because every single one of us is different. You definitely don't always get that in other groups.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so, if you're wanting like a deeper support and you're wanting like really hands-on guidance on mastering your own home and making it work for you, go check that out. We would love to have you in there. I'm starting monthly Q&As in the Decluttering Simplified group too in 2023. Where you get to submit your question or photos of your space and get some support. So that's another incentive for getting into Decluttering Simplified, and we would love to see you there. So thanks so much for this, Morgan. I'm really grateful for you to just like share all of this with everybody, but also just kind of get to know you a little bit better.
Thanks. It's been fun.
All right, everybody. We'll see you on the next episode.